Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tara Daly, Steve Mix from the Daily Mix Morning Show. Cut up. We're going to sit and spin top Disney soundtracks of all time. We'll take some of you back to your youth, others maybe to your parenting skills at 4:30.
Yeah.
Right after emails on our question, intentional or not, what was in the trash? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Wade. Welcome to the men's room.
Caca, bitches.
Hola.
Hola. Hey, Miles, the Sphinx cat, say hi.
How many you got now, Wade?
I got three of them.
Do you really?
Yeah. Oh, and I didn't answer your question last time. No, you don't have to lotion them down.
Okay. Do they stain? Yeah, so. Do they stain? Do they, like, when they get up, do they, like, leave a film of grease or anything?
No, no. And also, the ones we have, like I said, they kind of got allergies or something like that. But I think you got to look out for if you're going to get one. I guess they're prone to RSV, which is like some kind of respiratory deal, like almost like allergies.
I thought it was like really strange vagina.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's another disease. Yeah. Okay.
Wait, didn't you have only...
Actually, they didn't say hi. They said,
well, maybe that's...
Didn't you have only one last time we talked to you?
No, we had the three. They're all three boys. Only one has the package left, though.
Ah, okay. Naked and with a package, yeah.
Yeah, the one with the pimpling.
Okay, all right.
So hello?
What ended up in the trash, Wade?
So when we were kids, we would jump on our BMX bikes and go on little recon missions, and we would look for building supplies. Because that's about the same time you had porn magazines, and forts and magazines kind of go hand in hand, if you know what I mean.
Wait a minute, let me get this straight. You guys wanted building supplies specifically to build a fort
or
to look at porn?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, I dig it.
I did that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had two of them. We had a treehouse and a fort.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, like, it was before the days when, you know, you'd go in there and you'd just steal all the copper. You know, these construction sites were wide open, and they'd have those big construction dumpsters. Man, you could find plywood, 2x4s, 2x6s.
Anything to build a porn hut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, wait. Some of the hunters, they would build tree stands were actually like ice fishing huts.
Yeah.
Up in the trees with an eye view from every angle. Mm-hmm. But they were abandoned in the summer, so we'd go up there, and that's where we would stash
and
our stuff.
And suck the corn.
Just make sure that, you know, by the time deer season came around, get your ass up there and get your stuff back before they get up there with a bow, because bow season was first.
Oh, there you go. But, yeah, so we, you get lucky, too, sometimes. You'd get on a remodel site, and man, they would have fixtures, cabinets, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Did you guys build more than one porn hut?
Two that I can remember. Well, one was in a buddy's backyard, a little too close to home.
Yeah.
And so we packed up and we put one out in the woods where we felt a little safer in our little endeavors out there.
And how much porn?
Well, just magazines. There was other things going on out there too, you know.
So how much porn do you think you guys stored in there?
Man, stacks. My stepdad had a bunch that once he got married, it seemed like he never used them, and they were not too far away from the vodka that they had left over from the wedding, the half gallons. And I mean, it was perfect.
I could use one of those myself now.
Yeah.
Going out to the porn hut, baby. It's all booze and porn.
You know, it's crazy. I've got a bunch in storage of Playboys from, I don't know, 20 years ago. And I mean, they're in mint condition that my boss, rest in peace, had given to me when I worked at a saddle shop. He's like, you want these? He had them in his office and stuff and kept them from his wife or whatever. He never probably ever really maybe looked at them once, but they're perfect condition. And I don't know. You think those things are worth any money?
20 years ago, no. But, I mean, if you're in the 70s, 60s.
If you find a collector, right? Because if nothing else, you have guys that collect like people did with National Geographic. But on occasion, they'll have a gap. right? So they need August and September from 2004 because they got the rest, but they don't have those. I would find those people. You might be surprised, man.
Yeah, kind of like old vinyl or something. Maybe
yeah.
Not quite
as- I feel like also, for porn to be, like, worth money, though, it's got to be vintage.
But, like, Playboy's different, right? So, like, vintage porn is definitely one thing. But Playboy kind of established itself, like I said, like National Geographic. Just the fact that before they started stapling it, you know, these guys, you'd stack it, you know, from January to December of whatever year. And a lot of them, like you said, Wade, your boss, barely even looked at them. It was just something they kind of had.
If you have a year intact, if you have 12 issues, that might be worth something as an individual year.
Yeah.
But if not, you're going to find it's like a pack of a year of baseball cards. There's going to be one rookie card in there. It's going to be worth more. So a Pam Anderson.
I've got the Pam Anderson. That's what I was wondering. Yeah,
you do have Pam Anderson. Yeah,
something like that.
All right, I'll give you $12 for it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have anybody else in there? Any other celebrities? I remember back in the day, Vanna White pose, Dana Plato from freaking Different Strokes pose. Vanity was the huge one. Yes, she posed, Mike. I know. I know how it sounds, dude. Right? I know. From Different Strokes. I didn't get, not Miss Garrett. But
yeah, I've got a couple celebrities. I can't remember. They're, like I said, they're in storage. I haven't seen them in a while. And I don't even, I just kind of looked at the covers to see who's in there and stuff. And I just put them away kind of like, you know, like baseball cards or whatever.
Yeah.
There's better porn on the internet anyway, so.
Yes, there is.
I always liked either the girls of the Pac-12 or the girls of the AC, or the SEC.
Yeah, those are specifically the college girls issue, right?
Yeah.
But then, did they break it down specifically like, hey, this year's Pac-10, as it were? Or was it just girl and you'd flip through and there's a few?
I feel like
school.
It was conference by conference. I might be wrong. Maybe every conference was in there every year. But I feel like each year was a different conference.
What conference, just based on just your college football watching, would be the last conference you'd want to see?
The Ivy League?
Oh, that didn't take long.
Oh, man, Miss Harvard.
Dude, right. I don't know that I ever saw Ivy League in there. They submitted. We said no. We haven't.
Yeah, Miss Princeton?
Intentional or not, what was in the trash? 206-803
Oh, man. A young Janet Reno.
Man, Yale's on the centerfold.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I live with those guys at Hopkins. Like, great school. I mean, phenomenal.
Absolutely.
Johns Hopkins University, but yeah.
Right. Oh, Miss Brown. Miss Brown.
Well, I feel like all those Ivy League schools have a lesser school full of hot chicks.
I'm sure they do.
So, like, Hopkins, you're not that far from Towson.
Right. Towson, oh, yeah. I'd want
sure,
to see
sure.
that.
Ithaca and Cornell.
Good call.
Ithaca, yes. Cornell, right? Probably not.
Oh, man, she puts the mouth in Dartmouth.
Yeah.
That's why I'm happy my daughter got accepted to Hopkins.
Yeah.
That's right, yes.
Did she really?
Yeah, she can go there instead.
Yeah, but your other daughter went to San Diego State.
No, the same one.
Same.
Oh, well.
Think about that.
Yeah.
She's going to be
She's going to dominate at Hopkins. Sorry.
I don't know why I'm so popular.
Yeah, no kidding. Jesus, man. Is she ready for that culture shock?
Was either that or NYU.
I mean, forget she is an attractive girl, but sure. Forget her looks. Like, San Diego State's like a party school, yeah. Super fun. Like, yeah. Somehow she's going to Hopkins.
Yeah, no. She's all serious and grown up now.
Yeah, she got a great education.
Yeah. She just likes crab.
Yeah.
She likes Baltimore crab.
What is she taking at Hopkins?
International conflict management. Global conflict
Jesus.
Management.
Okay. I wonder where she got that from.
I don't know. Well, I'm always good at resolving issues.
Yes, people. That's...
Dude, it's what you're known for.
Yeah, that is exactly like, what
Miles
you're known
is
for.
The peacemaker.
Hey, you win every argument, Miles.
He's just going to die. He's going to die on that hill no matter what.
Yeah. That's right.
As stupid as it is.
Take a shovel up there with you because you're going
to
die.
I swear to God, I'm sticking with it. Intentional or not, what was in the trash? 206-803 Rock.
It's two beers. Conflict Revolution.
Swear to God.
Never admit defeat.
Right. Exactly. I'm Roy Cohn.
That's right.
I'm Roy Cohn.
That's what I was going to say. I've heard that a lot lately.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.